Good evening, dear children. I'm here with you all today to present our English lesson for grade 6 to 9. Today, let's focus our minds to improve the skills on reading and responding to simple poems. I'm ready to share some of the facts that you should consider when studying or reading a poem. Adane duwe puthe. අද අපි අවධානය යොමු කරමු ඉංග්‍රීසි කවි කියවීම හා පිළිතුරු ලිවීම තුළින් කොහොමද අපේ ඉංග්‍රීසි කියවීමේ හා අවබෝධ කරගැනීමේ හැකියාවන් දියුණු කරගන්නේ කියලා. මෙහිදී අපි සැලකිල්ලට ගත යුතු කරුණු කීපයක් තියෙනවා. දැන් අපි එකින් එක මේ කරුණු මොනවද කියලා ඒ කරුණු කෙරෙහි අපේ වැඩි අවධානය යොමු කරමු. Let's consider the points that we should consider when we try to read and comprehend a poem. The first point, the title of the poem or the name of the poem. පළවෙනි කාරණාව තමයි අපි ගත්තොත් කවිය ලියන්න මාතෘකාව කොට ගත්ත මාතෘකාව නැත්නම් පදනම් කොට ගත්ත මාතෘකාව කවියට යොදපු නම. There we can get some clues from the title about the meaning or the content of the poem. The second point is the name of the poet. Poet, kaviya, එහෙම නැත්නම් කිවිඳිය. මේ කවිය ලියපු කවියා එහෙම නැත්නම් කිවිඳියගේ නම. Sometimes we know that the knowledge on the poet will also be helpful for us to clarify or to understand the content of the poem. සමහර අවස්ථාවලදී අපිට අපි ඒ කවිය ලියපු කවියා පිළිබඳ අපි දන්න දැනුම කවියාගේ අදහස් පිළිබඳ තියෙන සිතුවිලි ඒ කරුණත් අපිට සමහරලාට ප්‍රයෝජනවත් වෙන්න පුළුවන් කවිය පිළිබඳ වැඩි අවබෝධයක් ඇති කරගන්න. The third point that we should concern is the theme of the poem. The theme කිව්වම තේමාව. ඒ කියන්නේ මේ කවිය ලියන්න අපි මොන වගේ කාරණයක් ඔස්සේද මේ කවිය ලියන්න අපි පෙළඹෙන්නේ. You know that many poets are there who writes about nature, love, and sometimes people, and sometimes death. There are certain titles for the poems. අපි ගත්තොත් ගොඩක් අය කවියෝ ඉන්නවා. ඒගොල්ලෝ වැඩි දෙනෙක් ඉන්න සමහර වැඩිපුර කවි කියන්නේ ආදරය පදනම් කරගෙන. එහෙම නැත්නම් ස්වභාව සෞන්දර්ය පදනම් කරගෙන. සමහර විට මිනිස්සු ගැන. They select different titles. It depends on what they are interested in, what they love to write more. Okay. Then number 4 is the number of stanzas in the poem. අපි stanzas කියලා ගත්තාම දැන් අපි සිංහල කවි ගත්තොත් කවි පද පේලි තියෙනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ තනි පේලි නෙමේ පළවෙනි කවි කොටස දෙවෙනි කොටස ඒ විදිහට stanzas. When it comes to number 5, we should concern the number of lines. If it's one stanza, there may be number of lines. For example, we can say 5 lines or 8 lines or 12 lines, whatever the lines for the peli ganan. Then the sixth point is the rhyming words. You know what rhyming words are? Ekataleekata kiyawena wasana api kavi peliyak gatta me peliya agata yam kisi thalayekata ek ratawakata liyawena pad peliyak samahara vita අපිට දකින්න පුළුවන්. Then the seventh point is the imagery. Imagery means the pictures or the words that are used to create images in the reader's mind. දැන් අපි සමහර කවි පෙළ කියවනකොට අපේ මනස තුළ ගොඩනැගෙනවා යම් යම් රූප කාව්‍යයන්. රූප ගොඩනැගෙනවා. ඒ රූප වලට තමයි අපි මෙතන images කියලා කතා කරන්නේ. And then the eighth problem, eighth point that we should discuss is the similes. Similes. In Sinhala, we say upamavan. So usually similes are used directly to compare two different things using the words like or as. අපි දන්නවා ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේදී අපි මේ similes ගැන කතා කරනකොට පාවිච්චි කරන වචන තමයි like, as, මේ වගේ කියන්නේ මේ ලෙස කියන්නේ පාවිච්චි කරන වචන. For example, we can say her eyes are like stars. Her eyes are like stars. ඇගේ ඇස් දෙක හරියට තරු වගේ. වගේ. අර උපමා කරනවා. ඇස් දෙක තරු දෙකකට උපමා කරනවා. Then the eighth point is the metaphors. Metaphors. So metaphors are used in writing pieces for comparison. Here the comparison is more indirect. සංසන්දනය කිරීමක් සඳහා පාවිච්චි කරනවා. Metaphors. එතකොට මේ metaphors යොදා ගැනීමේදී එක ගොඩක් වෙලාවට වක්‍රෘතියෙන් තමයි පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ. අර සිමිලේකසිටි වගේ එක ඍජුව ප්‍රකාශ කරන්නේ. For example, we can say the classroom is a zoo. The classroom is a zoo. එක පාටම classroom is a zoo කිව්වම පන්තිය සත්තු වත්තක්. හැබැයි එකින් imply කරන්නේ නැහැ directly මේ පන්තියේ සත්තු ඉන්නවා කියන එක. But it's an indirect saying that the classroom is like full of varieties. Variety of behavior of students. Variety of qualities. අන්න ඒ වගේ අදහසක indirect meaning එකකින් තමයි metaphors පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ. The ninth point is we must try to realize the meaning of the poem. But it is not come after just one reading. අපි දන්නවා අපිට සමහර කවි පළවෙනි පාඩ කියනකොට තේරුම් ගන්න තරම් සරල කවියක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්. නමුත් සමහරවිට we can just try to get the whole meaning just after one reading. අපිට කවියක සම්පූර්ණ තේරුම ලබා ගන්න බැරි වෙනවා, දැනගන්න බැරි වෙනවා පළවෙනි වර කියවීමෙන් විතරක්. Then we can read it again and again. It may be two times, three times, four times, it doesn't matter. Whatever, that we must be able to get the complete meaning of the poem. Then, the tenth point, first we must look for the general idea of what the poem is about. අපි පොඩි සාමාන්‍ය අවබෝධයක් ලබා ගන්න ඕනේ මොකක් ගැනද මේ poem එක කියන්නේ. Then the 11th point is, we should pay our attention on punctuation marks and the physical structure of the poem. Punctuation marks, you know that what punctuation marks are? Virama lakunu. Kaviyakadi me virama lakunu yedima tula. Yamyam adhas gamya venu. E vakya bedena vidyanu va adhasa venas yenna pudu. Therefore, we should be very careful about the punctuation marks. Because punctuation marks are used even in recitation. Okay, I think you got a clear idea of what we should concern when we read and try to understand a poem. Those points which we discussed are very important for us to get a very clear picture about the content of the poem. අපි දෙපොත දැන් ගන්නවා අපි මේ කතා කරපු කරුණු. අපිට ඉතා වැදගත් වෙනවා අපි කියවන කවිය පිළිබඳ. පැහැදිලි අදහසක් ගොඩනගා ගන්න. මේ කවියෙන් කියවෙන්නේ මොන කරුණක්ද යන කාරණා පිළිබඳ.
All right, my dear children. Now I'm going to recite a simple poem for you. Please listen to the poem very attentively.
අදනේ දුවේ පුතේ මම දැන් ඔබට ඉතාම සරල කවියක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නයි හදන්නේ. මං හිතනවා දුවල පුතාලා මම කවිය කියවන විටදී ඉතා හොඳින් ඒක සවන් යොමු කරයි කියලා.
All right. Now I'm going to recite. Sun and Moon by Charlotte Druitt Kaur. The moon shines clear as silver.
and sun shines bright as gold. And both are very lovely and very, very old. God hung them up as lanterns for all beneath the sky. And nobody can blow them out, for they are up too high.
All right, my dear children. I think during my first reading, you could understand some points, even though you can't get all the points in the poem. Okay, don't worry. I want you to write down these questions in shortened form.
හොඳයි දුවේ පුතේ මම හිතනවා මගේ පළවෙනි වර කියවපු කවි පෙළිය දුවර පුතාලට ඒ පිළිබඳ යම් කිසි අවබෝධයක් ලැබෙන්නේ නැති. 100%ක්ම කවිය තේරුනේ නැති වුණත් කමක් නැහැ ඒකන වද වෙන්න එපා. දැන් මම ඔබට ඉදිරිපත් කරන මේ ප්‍රශ්න ටික ඉතා කෙටියෙන් දුවර පුතාල සටහන් කරගන්න. මොකද අපිට මේ කෙටි ප්‍රශ්න ටික ඕන වෙනවා. පුතාල දුවලට පිළිතුරු ලිවීම සඳහා.
Okay, let's write down the questions in shortened form. The first question, title of the poem. Title of the poem. Okay, then the second one, name of the poem. Name of the poet. Then number three, the theme of the poem. The theme of the poem. Number four, number of stanzas and lines. Number of stanzas and lines. Stanzas, S-T-A-N-Z-A-S. Number five, rhyming words. Rhyming words. How do we spell rhyming? R-H-Y-M-I-N-G. Rhyming words. Number six, imagery. Imagery. I-M-A-G-E-R-Y. Imagery. Then number seven, similes. Similes. S-I-M-I-L-I-E-S. Similes. Okay, right. Now, children, I'm going to recite the poem for you for the second time. Then you can listen to it and answer your question. Okay, right. Sun and Moon by Charlotte Drood Call. The moon shines clear as silver. And sun shines bright as gold. And both are very lovely and very, very old. God hung them up as lanterns for all beneath the sky. And nobody can blow them out, for they are up too high. Okay, children, have you answered the questions? Right. I'll make it more easy. When I read this poem for the third time, you can check your answers. Okay? Right. Here's my third recitation. Sun and Moon by Charlotte Drood Call. The moon shines clear by silver.
It's okay. I will recite it again.
Sun and Moon by Charlotte Drood Call. The moon shines clear as silver, and sun shines bright as gold. And both are very lovely and very, very old. God hangs them up as lanterns for all beneath the sky. And nobody can blow them out, for they are up too high. Right, okay. I think you could answer the questions. Shall we check your answers with mine? Okay. The title of the poem. What's the title of the poem, dear children? Yes, it's Sun and Moon. The second point. Name of the poet. Kaviyage nama. Here it says, Charlotte Drought Call. Charlotte Drought Call. Charlotte, how do you spell Charlotte? C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. Drought, D-R-U-I-T-T. Call, C-O-L-E. Okay, and then the third point, the theme of the poem. So, dear children, what's the theme of this poem? When they talk about the sun and the moon, what is it? It's a part of our nature. Then, the theme of the poem is nature. Nature. The number four is the number of stanzas and the lines. You could hear that I made a pause in between. පුතාලට ඇහෙන්නේ නැති මම අතරමැද පොඩි ඉඩක් ගත්තා. That is to show you the pause, show you that there is a gap. So here in this poem we have two stanzas and it is with eight lines. And then number five, rhyming words. Rhyming words. මං කියවෙන තාලෙට කියවෙන පද. So we came across two rhyming words here, gold, old. And then sky, high. Sky, high, and gold, and old. Okay. And then the imagery. Imagery we came across here are the sun, the moon, the sky, and the lanterns. අපිට imagery මේ කවිය කියනවා අපිට රූපමවනවා. ඒ මැවිච්ච රූප තමයි මනාද? The sun, the moon, the sky, and the lanterns. Okay? And then the next point, 9 is similes. Sorry, number 7 is similes. Upamava. So here it says, moon shines clear as silver. So clear as silver. හරිද රිදි වගේ දිලිසෙනවා නේද රිදි වගේ clear as silver that is a metaphor then the sun shines bright as gold හරියට දීප්තිමත් රත්තරන් වගේ bright as gold is the metaphor here and then we have God hung them up as lanterns හරියට කුරු කීපයක් එල්ලුවා වගේ මේ ඉරයි හඳයි ආකාශේ. As lanterns. Okay? Right. I think now you could understand this simple poem very easily. Alright, my dear children. Let's go through another poem before reciting this poem. I would like to introduce you a few vocabulary. දෙපොතේ මම කැමති ඊළඟ poem එක දොළ පුතාලට ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න කලින් මේ poem එකේ තියෙන ප්‍රධාන වචන කීපයක් පිළිබඳ යම්කිසි අවබෝධයක් මතකයක් ඇති කර දෙන්න. There we come across the word called alien. Alien. A-L-I-E-N. Alien. So we know that alien is something belonging to a foreign country or foreign land or foreign world. වෙනත් රටකට එහෙම නැත්නම් බිමකට වෙනත් ලෝකයකට අයිති දෙයක් කියන අදහස තමයි alien කියලා කියන්නේ. Then the second word is strange. Strange, strange. Strange. Strange is something unusual or surprising. Surprising, unusual or surprising. එක්කෝ අසාමාන්‍යම නැත්නම් පුදුම වෙන දෙයක්. යන අදහසින් තමයි strange කියන වචනේ භාවිත කරන්නේ. And the third word is the spacecraft. Spacecraft. S-P-A-C-E, space. Then C-R-A-F-T, craft. Spacecraft. So spacecraft is a vehicle which is used for traveling in space. Abhikashe, ගමන් කිරීම සඳහා පාවිච්චි කරන වාහනය තමයි spacecraft. අභ්‍යවකාශ යානය. Then number 4. That's tune. T-U-N-E. Tune. Tune means a melody or a particular piece of music. අපි දන්නවා tune කිව්වම යම් කිසි තාලයක්. එහෙම නැත්නම් සංගීතයේ පවතින එක්තරා කොටසක්. ගායන හෝ වාදන කොටසක්. Tune. Tale. Right. All right, children. Before I recite this poem, you have to do one thing. You have to take down these questions. Okay? Shall we write down the questions? Then it will make your task easy. Okay. Here you have to underline the correct answers. Okay? Underline the correct answers. Number 1. The name of the poem. The name of the poem is Number 1. The moon. Number 2. The alien. The alien. Alien A-L-I E-N, the alien. The second question, the name of the poet is, the name of the poet is, number one, Julie Holder, Julie Holder, Julie J-U-L-I-E, Holder, H-O-L-D-E-R, L-D-E-R. The second answer, Jude Smith. Jude Smith. Jude, J-U-D-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Then question number 3. There are, the first answer, 14. The second answer, 10 lines in the poem. There are, first answer 14, second answer 10, lines in the poem. Then number 4, his hair was, the first answer, purple. Purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, purple. The second answer is pink. In color. His hair was purple. Second answer, pink. In color. Then, question number 5. His knees were, the first answer, green. The second answer, black. His knees, dana his. K-N-E-E-S. His knees were, first answer green and the second is black. Then question number 6. He was in his, first answer house. The second answer is spacecraft. Spacecraft.
He was in his first house, the second spacecraft. Okay, children? Right. Then the second activity of the same poem. Okay? What we have already done is the first activity. That's to underline the right answers. Now, the second activity. There you have to take down another set of questions. Okay? Activity 2, number 1. Who was as round as the moon? Who was as round as the moon? Second one. How many legs did he have? How many legs did he have? Then number 3. What are the parts of the body mentioned in the poem? What are the parts of the body mentioned in the poem? Then, next question, number 4. Write a rhyming word for green. Write a rhyming word for green. Then number 5. Write an adjective for spacecraft. Write an adjective for spacecraft. Okay. I think now you are ready with the questions. I'm going to recite an interesting poem for you all. Please listen to the poem and then answer the questions from the poem. Okay? Then mama kiyana poem ekata saman deela putala duwala ara api liya gatta activities ekata. First one is to underline the right answer and then second one to write the answers. Ipasa dekata pilithuru liyanna one. Okay. I'm going to recite our second poem. The Alien by Julie Holder. Was as round as the moon. 5 legs he had. And his ears played a tune. His hair was pink. And his knees were green. He was the funniest thing I had ever seen. As he danced in the door of his strange spacecraft, he looked at me and laughed and laughed. Okay. Now I'm going to recite it again. Then you can answer the questions. Okay? The Alien by Julie Holder. Was as round as the moon. 5 legs he had. And his ears played a tune. His hair was pink. And his knees were green. He was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. As he turned in the door of his strange spacecraft, he looked at me and laughed and laughed. Okay, my dear children. I think now you can check your answers with the poem, The Alien. Shall we go through your answers, dear children? දෙපතේ අපි දැන් බලමුද දුවල පුතාලා ලියපු උත්තර මොනවාද කියලා. Right. The first question. Underline the correct answers. The name of the poem. Yes. What is the name of the poem, dear children? It's about the moon or the alien? Yes. It's about the alien. Alien. Second answer. Right. Now let's go through the second question. The name of the poet. Here, the name of the poet is, the first answer, Julie Holder. Julie Holder. And then, the third question. There are 14, 10 lines in the poem.
How many lines are there? Yes, my dear children, there are 10 lines. There are 10 lines in this poem. Then number 4. His hair was, first one purple, the second one pink in color. So what color was his hair? It is said in the poem, it's pink. Pink. Yes, the second answer, pink. Then number 5. His knees were, first one green, second one black. According to the poem, his greens were green. Green is the answer. Then number 6. He was in his house, and the second answer, spacecraft. In the poem, we can say that he was in his spacecraft. Okay, my dear children, shall we move on to the second activity and their answers? Yes, we will. එහෙනම් දෙපොතේ අපි දැන් බලමු දෙවැනි කොටසේ උත්තර. First one, who was as round as the moon? Who was round here? Yes. The alien was round as the moon. Alien තමයි මෙතන හඳක් වගේ රවුමට ඉන්නවා කියලා කියන්නේ. Then the second one. How many legs did he have? How many legs? It says 5 legs in the poem. 5 legs. කකුල් පහක් තිබුණා කියනවා. Then third one. What are the parts of the body mentioned in the poem? Yes, what are the body parts? In the poem it says legs, ears, hair, and knees. Okay, then let's go through the question number 4. Write a rhyming word for green. Yes, Patala, what is the rhyming word that we come across for green? Can you remember we heard the word seen? Seen? In one line it says, his knees were green. And then in the second line it says, he was the funniest thing I had ever seen, green, seen. Okay. Now question number 5. Write an adjective for spacecraft. Adjective. You know what an adjective is? Nama visheshanaya. Then what is the adjective that was used for the spacecraft? In the line it says, of his strange spacecraft. Poem ke kiyawena of his strange spacecraft. Then here's the word strange is the adjective. Strange. Amutu abhyavakashayane. Strange spacecraft. Okay, my dear children. I think now you could understand up to certain points how and what to analyze and go through when we read and try to comprehend a poem. I think now it's the high time for you to enjoy a song to refresh your minds before we move on to the next activity. Okay, dear children, let's enjoy a beautiful song.
Where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Not cloudy all day.
Another poem, and I would like to give this for you all as a homework. I think you will be ready to take down this poem as well as the questions. Then you can go through the poem leisurely and answer the questions for homework. මම හිතනවා දුවේ පුතේ ඊළඟ පැවරුම දොළ පුතාලා ගෙදර වැඩ අභ්‍යාසයක් විදියට කරනවා නම් හොඳයි. එතකොට දුවලපතාලට බොහොම වෙලාව අරගෙන නිමාඩු පාඩුවේ කවිය කියවලා ප්‍රශ්න වලට පිළිතුරු ලියලා අපිට එවන්න පුළුවන්. Then we will present your answers through our next radio රජරට ගුරු ගෙදර program. Okay? Right. I think you are ready to take down the poem. I will read the poem in a normal speed, then you can write it down. මම සාමාන්‍ය වේගයකින් කියවන්නම්. එතකොට දුවල පුතාලට මේ කවිය ලියාගන්න පහසු වේවි. Right. I am a book. The topic of the poem is I am a book. Okay, let's start writing the poem. I'm a book, a simple book. I want to tell you all about my pages. I think you prefer my colorful sheets with stories and poems and also the charts and graphs. I hate the grammar lessons, but I like the page with the song of nature. All right, children, I'm going to recite the poem for the second time. Now you can fill the gaps if you have missed something. Dula putata liya gannukota mona hari maga aruna na then e adupadu hada ganna puluwa. Okay. I am a book. I am a book. A simple book. I wanted to tell you all about my pages. I think you prefer my colorful sheets with stories and poems and also the charts and graphs. I hate the grammar lessons, but I like the page with the song of nature. All right, now you have to take down the questions which you should answer after reading this poem, I Am a Book. එහෙනම් දුවේ පුතේ ගොඩ ලෑස්ති නේද දැන් ප්‍රශ්න ටික ලියාගන්න homework වලට right let's take down the questions number 1 what is the poem about what is the poem about හොඳයි අපි බලමුකෝ මේ poem එක පළවෙනි ප්‍රශ්නේ මොකක්ද කියලා what is the poem about ඒ කියන්නේ මොකද දුවේ පුතේ ඊහන්නේ මේ poem එකෙන් කියවෙන්නේ මේ කවියෙන් කියවෙන්නේ කුමක් ගැනද it's very easy you can simply answer the question right now let's take down the second question what does the writer want to tell you what does the writer want to tell you so there is something that the writer wanted to tell you මේකේ කියවෙනවා යමක් කවියට කියන්න අවශ්‍ය කාරණා. ඒ කාරණේ මොකද්ද කියලා පුතාලි දුවලා හොයාගන්න ඕනේ. Right. Then number 3. The question number 3. Which lesson does he or she dislike? Dislike. Which lesson does he or she dislike? මේ කවිය කියවෙනවා මේ කවිය. මේ කවිය කියන කෙනා එක්තරා පාඩමකට අකමැතියි කියලා. So you have to find out which lesson that the narrator dislike. Okay. Then number 4. Question number 4. Let's write down number 4. What is the writer's favorite page? What is the writer's favorite page? කවිය කියවන්නේ කැමැතිම පිටුව මොකක්ද? Question number 5. Mention the colorful pages in the book. Mention the colorful pages in the book. Colorful. What do you mean by the word colorful? Colorful in the sense with colors. Part of an pirunu. Right. Then you can understand the question. Let's go through question number 6. Are you ready, my dear children? There, you have to find the opposite words for the following words. Right? Find the opposite words for these. What do you mean by opposite? Yes, my dear children? Opposite. Putana dola danno opposite kiyanne mokadda kiyala. Viruddha pade, opposite words. Okay? And you have to find out the opposite words for these. First one, unlike. Unlike. U-N L-I-K-E, unlike. Then the second one, colorless. Colorless. C-O-L-O-U-R-L-E-S-S. Colorless. Then, the third word, complex. Complex. C-O-M-P-L-E-X. Complex. Complex. The last word is love. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. Okay. These words are very easy and you can find the opposite words for these from the poem. Right. I think you all will send us your answers through our Rajarata Guru Gedara WhatsApp group. I thoroughly believe that engaging in different types of activities will always be helpful for you to improve your knowledge and language skills in English. Therefore, I request you all to send your answers via our Rajarata Guru Gedara WhatsApp group for grade 6 to 9. I will remind you once again the WhatsApp number, that is 0711-2694-9. Once again, 0711-2694-9. Once again, we will meet you in the next week with another interesting English lesson. Until then, goodbye and good night. Bye.